Howdy, y'all, and welcome to the Ears Podcast, produced by Terrier TV. I am the guy, Alligator Rob. That is me.
Boy, it's a good thing you wrote all this stuff down so you don't mess it up.
Well, that part, I mean, I am Alligator Rob. So we want to give a quick thank you out to Edna Wilson with Celebrate Remax Aerospace for sponsoring our program. Super appreciate you, Edna. Edna and her team love Titusville and Space Coast. They are dedicated to helping their town thrive. They know buying or selling a home is a really big deal. I'm not going to make fun of myself. They promise to help you make your homeownership dreams come true. Visit EdnaWilson.com. They're a huge blessing to a lot of people here on the Space Coast, us included. And yeah, we appreciate them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, without a doubt. So I didn't tell you guys a story. So what I think it was last week was spring break. I know you took a trip.
Yep.
How was that? Tell us about that.
Went to Texas and visited my daughters and their families. And it was very nice. It was very nice. It's always good to...
Family time is always great.
And they both are extremely good cooks, and they cook for me. When I go to their house, I always go and I give them my credit card and say, you guys, just buy all the food you want. Buy all the food you want and cook something. And that way, too, I don't care about eating anything in their house. I go in their pantry, I'll eat anything because... You know,
because they just gave them free pass to do whatever they want.
So, you know, and so it's like, okay. So I don't feel bad. Well, I took something in there. So it works out. And they cooked some amazing stuff.
Very neat.
So, yeah, it was good. It was a good time.
Glad to hear it. So I, was it last? Yeah, last week. We ended up doing media for ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox News, ESPN, ESPN Southwest Florida. I think, you know, Ears, I think we did a little bit of everything last week because there were just so many different wildlife stories going on. You know, there was one guy that him and his dog got attacked by a bobcat or something. And there's all kinds of these different weird wildlife things happening.
Yeah.
So we did a little bit of stories about all of them. Like I said, we were kind of everywhere. We were also on the front page of the Vieira Voice and the Senior Life magazine, which me and you were on once before.
Right, that's
but
right.
But it was somebody else. It was actually Edna Wilson that was on the front page.
Right, yeah.
And we were kind of both back then in the background just waving while doing the podcast.
Right, Edna was taking a selfie.
Yes,
and
she was
in the background.
Yeah, it was hilarious. That was a day you had to run out early for something, I forget.
But you were on the phone for that show.
Mm-mm.
No, that was she wasn't. That was the one she had something locked up. Yep.
Oh, okay.
So we were doing an expo for Senior Life and the Vieira Voice last week. They called it the Boomer Expo. So it was an older crowd, right? It's an older crowd.
Okay.
So I had a presentation. Cindy, stop chuckling. We had a presentation. It was pretty awesome. We had a presentation set up from 10:30 to 11, and you know I got there at like 7 a.m. get everything set up because they're opening the doors at 9. I wanted to have some things to show people. You know, brought a bunch of critters, a bunch of animals. And, you know, people are starting to walk around. It's getting about 9 o'clock. Everything was open. People were moving. I mean, thousands of people. And, you know, I'm like, okay, first snake I'm going to break out because I'm like to show animals and people as they're walking back and forth before presentation starts. I'm like, I'm going to break out a blue garter snake. I'm like, sweet, because it's a legit a blue snake. How cool is that, you know?
There you go.
So I break out this blue snake, and he immediately starts going, that's my snake.
For those of you at home,
he was flailing wildly.
It was a flailing snake, yes. So flailing snake flails around as I'm holding him in my right hand. He turns around and he latches on to my right hand. And he starts kind of trying to consume my thumb from the wrist. Which is, again, it's a typical kind of thing. It just happens. It happens in the reptile world.
Oh, yeah, all the time. It happens to me.
Well, I mean, I spend my career, as Uncle Bill likes to say, you spend your career trying not to be bit by things, but sometimes it happens. So anyhow, this thing latches onto my hand, and one of our board members, Tara, is sitting there, and she is busting up laughing. She's just cracking up because they have an anticoagulant in their saliva, so when they bite you, you don't just bleed, you bleed. I mean, so they live in the high upland scrub, and they eat toads for a living. So they have these they have these big teeth for popping the toads. So because when they go to fill up with air, they pop them, and they want the thing to bleed so they can eat it. You know what I mean? It makes sense so they can get it down easier. Kind of lubrication, I reckon. Anyhow, so I'm sitting here, I'm bleeding everywhere, and the snake is going, he's just getting after it. Like 10 minutes go by, and I'm kind of like, well, this thing is like, this sucks. So, by the way, this really, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, it really hurt. And because it's just an awkward spot to be having a snake latched onto your hand, like a finger or something, you're like, whatever, I don't care as much. But again, this is all happening. So me and the snake, I said, hey, Tara, we're going to the bathroom. So I take the snake into the bathroom. And so I walk into the bathroom with a bloody hand and a bloody snake. And I go to one of the sinks in kind of the corner. And I'm.
You brought the snake into the bathroom.
I did.
Okay, you know that that's what I taken away from this story. That no, you brought the snake
well, bear
into
with it,
the bathroom.
Yeah. So
imagine just walking
walking
out
into
of
the
stall.
Bathroom, walking into the bathroom, say, "Excuse me, sir,
this
but
crazy
you have
man's
a snake.
Bleeding with a snake.
You have a snake on your arm."
My whole idea was, you know, to put some water on his face and down his throat, down his gullet, and he'd eventually let loose. So I go in there and I'm running water down it, and now the whole sink's full of blood. And, you know, I'm sitting there, I'm just rinsing this snake off, kind of going, oh, Lord. It kind of
did
is what
he
it
let
is.
Go? And obviously he did. He's
this,
not still there.
This fella, this older fella walks up beside me, and he's washing his hands, and you see him kind of go, good Lord, son. You got yourself in one heck of a predicament there. And I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I reckon I do. You know, so he walks out. You know, you hear him kind of chuckling. He walks out. And then this other fella, after he gets done using the bathroom, he walks over, and he goes, dear God, did that come out of one of the urinals? And I said, no, sir, that didn't come out of a urinal. I don't think I said anything to him. I think I just turned around and kind of gave him the million mile stare. I just stared him down for about 30 seconds while I'm sitting there bleeding still. And I think he just eventually walked away. And then next thing I know, there's a crowd of people. This is the Hilton Rialto down the road, the Melbourne Mall or the Melbourne airport. So there's a bunch of people there for this event.
It's a classy joint.
That's right.
It really is a really nice place.
Not used to seeing snakes in the restroom.
Yeah, I turn around at one point, and one of the people must have went and got all their friends, because there's like 8, 10, 15 people standing back here in the
corner. So this is where
the
presentation was taking place.
Well, it wasn't supposed to be, but they're all standing back here, and you hear them all like telling like one-liners and telling little quiet jokes, like, hey, see this guy? Got a snake attached to his hand. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. And they'd all chuckle, you know, and so eventually the snake did let loose. It took like another 10, 15 minutes. I finally got him loose and, you know, rinsed my hand off, and I turned around and gave him a bow, and I got the heck out of freaking there. You know? But I bled the entire time I was down there. I dropped blood everywhere. I mean, it was like, oh, where's Frank? Let's follow the blood trail.
Follow the blood trail. Yeah, we'll find him.
Anyhow, that was my story, and I'm sticking to it. So you guys ready to get into our check-in with our guest today?
Yeah.
Now that he's had to listen to the
poor
snake bathroom story.
Like, do I say anything? Do I'm
surprised
not
he hasn't
anything?
Run out yet, to be honest.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Just don't take a snake in there with you. It'd be okay. Yeah. All right. So today on the podcast, we are joined by Kyle Kinsey of the 8-Minute Mile. Kyle and the 8-Minute Mile.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, you are Kyle.
Yes,
so
that's
it kind of, it all makes sense when you put it all together.
Yes, and my 8-Minute Miles are my bandmates.
Yes. So, okay. Bill, what was the question you had
when
we first
started
here?
Okay, so I wanted to know, how did you meet this guy? Is he like your cousin or something?
Yes. Yes.
He does have a, you know, while it's a baby beard, he does have a very nice beard.
I'm working on it.
But
looks
his name
like
isn't
he could
Frank.
Be a Rob.
My inspiration is clear.
There
My
you go.
Inspiration
so,
is clear.
Kyle, we first met, man, it has to be about a year ago now.
Probably a little more.
Yeah, maybe a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a little more.
Year and a half?
So I think we met in kind of the opportune way to meet someone. We were looking for bands to play our EcoFest event, and our buddy Thaddeus is a mutual friend. And a member of Ears, and he reached out to Kyle and his gal Sarah, and said, "Hey, why don't you guys come out and do some research with Frank, and see some of the stuff he's doing? So whenever it's time, you know, in the future, and you want to play an event that we're doing, you'll know them and the stuff they're working on and what's going on. Because really, how cool is that? If you got a collaboration, you know, is it eventually going to happen sometime in the future? To have the background information of the people and what they're doing." Not just from his side knowing what we're doing, but from our side knowing what kind of people they are. And then you guys traveled to Chicago with me.
I can't believe you invited us back after that.
Oh, it was freaking awesome, man. Yeah, you guys traveled to Chicago with us.
Oh, yeah.
And got to see a little bit of
the
Chicago side of Frank.
Kyle and the 8-Minute Mile went to Chicago?
Just me and my girlfriend,
Sarah. Oh, just you and your girlfriend. Oh, just you and Sarah. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
But that's how we met and became buddies. You know, he spent, was it a week or was it like four or five days in Chicago with me?
It was like 3 to 4 days, like four days, 3 nights.
Kyle, I got a question for you then.
Sure.
So I've heard tales of Chicago and Frank. So is it a whirlwind? I mean, is he like, can he, Does everybody know who he is?
Yeah, pretty much everybody knew who he was, especially at the Revolution Brewing event. He had quite the fan club, quite the following.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. We'll be doing that event again this year, actually. We're working on a day for doing that again. Yeah, we have Revolution Brewing's a big supporter of EARS and what we do. They're allowing us to do an event there every year for if we want to, as long as we want to, I reckon. And they're the biggest brewery in the Midwest.
Their
tap room is humongous.
Yeah,
I mean, it's, I don't even know how to put it in to comparison to anything we have down here.
It was definitely the biggest brewery I had been to.
Yeah, it's unlike anything we have down here for sure.
Wow.
And yeah, they are huge friends of ours, and yeah, they have of course a Humboldt Park Gator beer named after our boy Chance here. So as most of the breweries in Chicago do have a Humboldt Park Gator beer of some sort. Or a bathtub gator beer on a couple occasions. They have a couple of those too. And yeah, there's a couple different alligator related beers in Chicago, needless to say. But so Kyle, let's forget about Chicago for a second. Well, we can't forget about it. Love you, Chicago. But let's tell us a little bit about you and how you got your start into the musical world.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. I guess I probably started writing music in college. I was surrounded by a lot of like really talented artists.
Okay.
A lot of my friends.
Hold on. I'm sorry.
What's up?
So what college?
University of Florida.
Woohoo!
You guys were just on the phone with somebody from UF.
See, there we go. Okay.
I was like, oh. Anyways.
What did you major in?
I majored in telecommunications, kind of this stuff.
Okay. There you go. Cool. So, wow. Awesome. I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know more about this than I do then.
Sure, yeah, I do. I do videography on the side. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I remember you telling me that now. Okay. Yep. We just talked about that here recently.
Yeah.
And I had no idea.
Yeah. Let me know if you need any videos done.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm plugging myself now.
I like
good.
It. That's the whole idea,
bub. That's what you're here for.
That is the whole idea.
But yeah, I was surrounded by a lot of like really talented musicians in Gainesville, and I started writing songs, and then college ended, and eventually I was like, I need to start doing something with this, you know? Because I had a bunch of stuff, and I knew I wanted to do something with it. So I actually started like, I remember like a conversation with my dad, and he was very encouraging about it. My parents were always very encouraging about it. And I just started like recording stuff in my parents' garage on like a really old MacBook and like a little microphone, like a $30 USB microphone. Then I reached out to my bandmates, Sam and Kat, and I was like, hey, I don't have drums on here. I don't have bass on here. You guys play drums and bass respectively. So if you wanted to come, I don't know, put your magic on the tracks, and they did that. And we ended up playing together a lot more. And we were like, so are we a band? And we were like, yeah, we're a band. Yeah, that's pretty much where it all started.
Do you remember what your first gig was as a band?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was like right after everything was shut down from COVID, because we became a band in like 2019.
Of course.
Which is like 4 years ago now, but it doesn't feel that long ago because we had like a year and a half of just kind of being in purgatory where we like practiced a lot and wrote a lot. But yeah, my first gig was at Will's Pub in Orlando. It was great. It was a lot of fun. I'll always remember it. And yeah.
Yeah, you guys, so the first time I heard your music was over at Thad's place.
Yes, and he also produces the music. So.
Yeah. The first time I heard it was over at his place. He's like, hey, listen to these guys, see what you think. And he does that with me with a lot of music. He'll say, Frank, listen to this, what do you think? Because, I mean, he is a music producer. And I go, wow, I haven't heard anything like that. Maybe ever. There's like, I feel pieces from... I mean, I think I even told you, I'm like, it sounds like an old school, like 70s version of the Monkees mixed with, I don't even know what it was.
Yeah.
It was something that
I went, man,
like, I really like it. I don't know what to compare it to, because I've never heard anything like it before. And I'm like, man, that is built for selling to the radio, like right now. I mean, that is a talented group of individuals.
Well, thank you.
And yeah, I mean, I was sold right then and there. So what has built you up to that point where you're at now?
I mean, I don't think I definitely wouldn't have gotten this far if I hadn't invited Sam and Kat, because Thaddeus is actually Kat's uncle, and she introduced me to him. And
they are very talented as well.
Yes, they are very talented, and I got along with them right away, Thad and Monica.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think that's been a big building point for me, and just like being surrounded by a lot of my friends who are also artists, and you know, it kind of gave me a pretty early blueprint, you know, in a way. It's like, it feels now like I spent like most of college, like studying the atmosphere and the culture and then kind of implementing it after. I wasn't like consciously doing it, but I think that's kind of what happened. And, yeah, I don't, if I didn't surround myself with as many, you know, artists as I do, I don't think I'd be quite where I'm at.
So over this past year, you guys have released a did you release a CD or did you release a like a set of singles?
We released a single last year, and we have another one coming up at the end of this month.
So during that time, what do you think are the biggest things you've learned?
Oh, that's a good question. The biggest things I've learned.
Yeah, about you, about the band, about music in general.
Wow.
Yeah, hit me with all
heavy
of it.
Heavy question.
Oh. Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right.
It is.
Hmm.
It's meant to be.
I'm gonna keep chattering while I think, so there's no radio silence.
Please.
You know?
Yeah.
That's like the worst like radio sin.
Yeah.
Biggest thing I've learned.
So
I don't know. Just
what do you see the biggest evolution in your career, in your music career, from the start to where it is now? What have you seen the biggest change in?
Probably my confidence.
Okay.
I think
did you struggle with that early on?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I think every musician
nobody struggles with confidence.
Yeah, yeah. That's made up. That's make believe. Yeah. They're lying. They're liars.
I saw you guys perform at EcoFest. I never would have guessed confidence.
I was definitely very nervous the whole day leading up to it. I'm always very nervous beforehand.
No
and then,
sign of
fine.
That at all.
Well,
you
thank
took
you.
The
That's
stage
what I was going for.
Like you had done that for years. That's why when you said just before COVID was when you started, I thought, what? Like I thought you all had been doing that forever, for a long time.
I guess I just had a lot of time to study and think about what I would want to do if I had that platform.
On your journey here, what you've done, so what's been the biggest surprise?
I think maybe how quickly it moved once I got it rolling, you know? Because I think the hardest part is definitely getting started and convincing yourself that it's like worthwhile. So I think once
make the commitment.
Yeah. Once I actually got the ball rolling and I saw like results happen, I think it happened a lot quicker than I expected. And obviously we're still growing, you know, we're still super small, but compared to where I was at, and we didn't start that long ago, I'm surprised with the amount of growth we've made. And Sam and Kat were already two pretty established musicians in the local scene, so that helped too.
When you're writing music, what normally inspires you? What do you write about?
Stole my question.
Ha!
Oh, yeah?
I did it.
I don't know if it's one particular thing. I guess it's just like, I don't know. It's so random. It's so chaotic. Like, I have a, you know, cell phone full of, like, notes and stuff with random lyrics. And, you know, sometimes I'll put them together. Sometimes it'll start with, like, a, you know, a chorus or a, just, like, a melody.
Is it just me or do a lot of people's, I don't know. I know for me. A lot of my good ideas happen in the shower.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I don't
for
know
sure.
What it is.
And you have to like keep humming it to yourself or you're going to forget it by the time you're out of the shower. That's definitely a thing for me.
Okay, I didn't know if that was just a me
or
what.
Definitely.
Mine's when I'm driving.
Really?
Yeah,
That's when your mind is clear when you're driving?
Yeah,
like,
it's because she's not thinking about anything else, you know?
It's much more relaxing to drive if you're not paying attention.
I will drive past where I'm going. My daughter's always like, where are we going? Where are we going? And I'm like, could you have said something 5 minutes ago?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, it's one of the things I always love to hear about is where a musician and a songwriter pulls their inspiration from, or you know, where they, what's the thing that they really cling to that kind of lets them build off of.
Yeah,
People say it's the wilderness. Some people say it's people in their life.
I think people in my life would be a pretty good answer. A lot of it comes to my mind when I'm trying to go to sleep, too, which is very frustrating, obviously.
Sure.
I don't know. That's another one for me. Experiences and feelings drive me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So have you thought about that one again? What do you think's over this, you know, because it's been a journey now for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
What do you see the biggest evolution in y'all's game during that time?
Like I said, our confidence, also our, like, our dynamic on stage, I think, and our
you guys have a stage presence that's unfreaking believable.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And I think a lot of that is just kind of like us being friends on stage and goofing around like we would, you know, and in any other setting.
Yeah, so. I don't think you could have picked two more talented people to be up there with you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, 100%. They're on their own, the things they're doing, they're unflipping believable. And with you guys, it takes three very talented people and makes a superstar team out of it.
Thank you, yeah.
For people that haven't heard your music yet, sorry.
No, go.
How would you describe your sound? Your what genre would you say you fit in?
I don't know. I usually kind of default to like garage rock or alternative rock because we started in a garage. That's where we started like recording our demos was just in my parents' garage with like really bad equipment. And I don't know, kind of, you know, I kind of liked the way it sounded. I like the way it sounds more now that we have Thad behind it, but
it's silky smooth.
Yeah.
They started playing and I felt like I was in high school again. I was like, yes, I feel young.
Nice. So now what kind of venues are you guys playing?
Well, this next one, a lot of them are like, we've played in Gainesville and Orlando mostly. This next one coming up, obviously we played in Titusville too. We played EcoFest. This next one's in Sanford, which is, you know, pretty close to Orlando. Orlando adjacent. Yeah. Mostly like, I don't know, kind of a mixture of places. Like we played in like, you know, more dive bars and
clubs and things like that. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys have a really big following in Orlando and in north of Orlando up in that area, do you not?
I guess relatively, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's only getting bigger because people are, the more people hear you and the more you guys get out there, the higher it's going to go. I mean, there's no limit to where you guys are going. I told you that when I originally met you. I'm like, man, you guys are very, very talented, and it's going somewhere. It's a great sound.
There were people at EcoFest that were sitting near us that drove all the way from Orlando just to watch them.
Yeah, there was more than one or two. Yeah, there was quite a few people that traveled over there just to be there for you guys, just to hear you guys play. So,
Now hold on.
Oh,
then.
Go ahead, Bubba.
So if you're playing in Sanford. Where are you playing?
We're playing at West End Trading Co. Do I look at the camera?
I still haven't figured that out either.
This, the center one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. That's overwhelming.
That's you on the monitor up there. Cool. You want to look at yourself. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
So when? What day?
March 30th, which is we're playing basically the night before our single comes out.
That's awesome.
Like a release party.
That's awesome.
So yeah, our single comes out on the 31st. So
what's it called?
Despair. Happy stuff. It's about good feelings all around.
Oh, there
I
we
can
go.
Tell. Yeah.
Happiness.
That's a riot. Because it's happy music. I don't know why it would be despair.
Well, you know.
Maybe this isn't. Maybe they're taking a turn.
It's a happy song. I think it's a fun happy song. It's just, you know, it's got a little dark tone.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. After releasing this previous song and then up here to where you're at now, what do you see the evolution being the next year after this? Where do you guys think you're going to go? Well, what do you want to do?
Well, we have an album. We have an album in the works, I should say.
Yeah.
We've recorded it, working on mastering it. So hopefully that could be something that comes out next year. I don't want to, you know, give any sure. I don't know when it's going to come out, but that's our goal, I think. And, I don't know.
Okay. If people want to learn more about your group and hear some of your songs, where can they go to find them?
Pretty much everywhere. We're on, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. Kyle and the 8 Minute Miles. There's not, you know, too many things that sound like that, I feel like. So it's searchable.
And I've always meant to ask you that too. So where did you get that name from?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand the Kyle part, obviously.
I guess I'll tell it. It's pretty embarrassing. It's kind of funny though.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So my college roommate and I, he would make like beats and stuff, and we would like rap over them, and we were really bad. And I make a joke in one of these songs about being able to run an 8 minute mile, which, you know, I was like, it's not very fast, but I try my very best. Little taste of what it was like, and really bad.
Sincere
hopefully,
music.
The world will never hear it. I showed Sam and Kat, and they thought it was really funny, and they jokingly said like, "Let's be Kyle and the 8 minute miles," and then it just kind of stuck, you know.
That's going to be their big scandal that comes out next year, is that rap song's going to get leaked.
Yeah. Don't even joke like that. Or, oh, my goodness.
Or we're going to find out that Kyle can't run an 8 minute mile.
I recently got myself to the point where I just about can.
Really?
Oh, there
relatively
you go.
Okay.
Which is no joke.
Relatively.
I think I can run like a 27 minute mile, maybe.
No, trust me. It's not. Yeah. It's like I'm exhausted. Like it's day ruining. If I run an 8 minute mile, like the rest of my day is shot. Like I gotta
take it easy.
That's how I feel anytime I have to run, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I had to, you know, I had to do it. I couldn't be a fraud.
That's right.
Never sees the light of day, but you know.
This is hilarious. I can just see you guys hitting the big time, which is not very far fetched when people hear your music. You guys hitting the big time, and then, you know, a few years down the road, people are listening to this conversation like, it's fine today.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I would probably just put my foot in my mouth like a few years later. I'm going to figure out like, that was a mistake.
That's when you copyright that thing and roll with it.
Yeah, buddy.
You roll with it. TMZ it right then.
Yeah.
Like TMZ just kind of sent it to him and be like, $100 million.
Yeah, it's not like it's not a, you know, it's not criminal. I'm not admitting to crimes on the song, so it's fine. It's just embarrassing. Yeah.
Oh my goodness gracious!
I enjoy when people other than me are embarrassed on the show, so that's great.
No, good.
I really appreciate you.
I did it
out.
To myself.
Thank
too.
You.
I don't know why. I could have lied, but
yeah.
I was telling Bill, I went back and watched that episode from the other day, and
I'm being
I felt
tormented,
so bad for you,
and I blame
I felt
you.
Why blame me? What did I do? I felt so terrible about it. I felt so. I was telling Bill, I felt so bad. So we were doing a podcast the other day with this fella named.
He's gonna make her relive it.
No, I don't. So Cindy's not listening to this. Let's pretend like she's not even here for a second.
Just you and me.
Yeah, we're just me and you were talking. And there's this fella. His name's Jason Pat, a dear friend of mine, Chicago guy, and he's a death investigator. And he hummed. Maybe something that would be from a certain type of or place, and it
circus music. He hummed circus music,
and it really, I mean, it rocked Cindy's world. Like I thought she was gonna like go through the roof, or go through the floor. I'm not sure which one. And I knew it was something really bad, and I'm like, man, I will never ever do that around Cindy. Like I will never put her through that because people do. They're just like there is smells and things people see. There's sounds that really hurt. They hurt people. They physically hurt people sometimes.
Yeah.
And I went back and I always like to go back and watch each episode because it's a self-improvement thing. You know, really, mm-hmm. I look at things that we could do better. I look at things that I could improve on and do better with. And I saw that and I'm like, oh my God.
You
Lord.
Will both get a kick out of this.
I'm like, poor Cindy. I'm like, I feel so bad.
My daughter's normally here behind the scenes helping. Mm-hmm. And somehow, she's not here today, but somehow my 15-year-old daughter never knew that I was afraid of circus music. She now knows.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's not
My entire past 2 weeks has been nothing but her, like, randomly in the middle of the night just walking up behind me.
No.
Oh, my God, that's horrifying.
That is
brutal. I would be, like, minding. She is brutal. She's the greatest kid in the whole world, but she is terrible. She is the worst. Like, I was sitting there. It was, like, midnight. I am minding my own business on my phone in my own world. I thought she was in bed. She appears behind me out of nowhere just humming it. And then dying to her. Like, so proud of herself.
Oh, she's very proud of herself. It has to be, yes.
It's classic.
Oh, man.
Just classic joke. Just tormenting
I don't
mom.
Know
that's
how
classic.
She never knew, yeah, but classic. Now she knows. Now See? She knows. And it's all over from here.
And it's all because she came and
helped.
Sat in and helped with the television production.
Did you try to keep it a secret, or was it just kind of something you didn't really think about?
I don't know how she didn't know. Like, I thought it was common knowledge. I thought everyone in my life knew that.
I knew. I didn't even know you.
Right. You can look at me and just tell, right? No. Yeah.
It's one of those things. You don't hand people the keys to, like, every... like you. It's like, here's the keys, the way to torment me. Here you go. Here you go, just in case you want to know. This is what rocks my world.
That is a very specific fear that doesn't come up often.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I could see where that wouldn't come up.
I was shocked that it came up
here. I'm sorry, yeah. I mean, how would Jason have known that? He would never known.
No need to be sorry.
Yeah, I felt terrible about it, so terrible.
Terrible?
Terrible.
In his defense, I'm afraid of very many things, so it's...
It was really just a roll of the dice.
Yeah, they'll start coming out one by one. So.
It's completely random.
Yeah.
Speaking of terrifying things, there's this new chat thing that's out now that it's like an AI where you can type things into it and it answers you and tells you. What's this called? Do you know from what this is?
Chat GPT.
I don't know.
Something like that. And you can
you're
long
young.
Word,
you should know this.
You can long
I'm
word.
Out of touch.
You can long word ask it these hardcore questions.
You know what? The last episode of South Park had Chat GPT in it.
I wish I had been caught up now. It was actually written
by Chat GPT.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Trey and Chat GPT wrote the episode.
Really?
It's credited, yes.
Oh, my God. Yes. That's so funny. I got to watch it now.
But the amazing thing about it was you could text. You get a text. And you copy it into ChatGPT will write a response for you, and you could just paste it in there.
Wow.
And it was all about the boys texting the girls, and they were all using this AI to respond. And it was a very funny episode.
That sounds terrifying, is what that is.
Oh, it is. There are people that say that's the end of college, because you can have it write your papers.
Yeah, I heard somebody
say that as well. Yeah.
I've heard somebody say it could take you all the way through high school and whatever you wanted to go through, like through doctorate level, whatever you wanted.
Because it's not plagiarism, because the thing's actually writing an original work.
It's like using a calculator. It's no big deal.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, and how do you check for it? How do you check to see if it wasn't, was or wasn't?
I don't know. I mean, somebody will come up with a way to do it. Well,
they're actually working on software right now that will identify when students have used an AI system.
As a teacher, if I read a paper from somebody and I know that it's above what you can do, and I would have you stand in front of me and ask you about something in the paper, and if you look at me like, you know, a deer in the headlights, maybe you didn't write it.
They should let you adjust the grade level of the AI.
Right.
So,
write it dumb. Write it dumb.
Make me a C level.
Write me a C level.
I just
want to
see.
I know I'm in 12th, but write like I'm in 8th.
Yes. Full of grammatical errors.
Yes. That's true. That's smart.
All right. Well, hopefully.
You're about to be a billionaire, sir.
Well, it's that, or you write it and then you take the next week when your assignment is to be due. And you study the paper the thing wrote for you. You study it. You dig into it. You highlight things.
If you put enough effort, you could just write the paper.
As a teacher, I wouldn't mind that because you learn the subject matter. Learn the subject matter. That's good. If you could do that, but they're not going to do that.
No.
Yeah, I think about Terminator. It just makes me think about Terminator.
Yeah.
There you go.
There's a lot of movies we can pull from, really, that say this is a bad idea.
Yeah, you're right. It's a very bad idea. But people are going to do whatever they want to, so it is what it is. So I gave you some homework.
Yep. Pull my phone out.
Let's hit homework time.
All right, let's do it.
Yay, homework time.
All right, some trivia questions. Here's one I found online that I didn't know.
So did you go with a topic, or are you going just
random,
broad spectrum?
Super random.
Yes.
I love it.
That is my
Who called it potpourri?
Potpourri. Oh,
well,
yeah.
On Jeopardy.
Well, somebody here called it potpourri, and I never heard that before.
Yeah. But it was on the old Jeopardy before Alex Trebek.
Before
Trebek.
Yeah, no, it was way back.
I didn't know that existed.
Well,
no,
I didn't know.
You're young, so.
No, I didn't know there was
Am
one.
I?
You are.
I didn't know there was one before him.
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
I had no idea.
But you know, here you go. You know who created Jeopardy and wrote all of the questions for Jeopardy for many, many years? When it first started. Do you know who did it?
No.
It's Merv Griffin.
That makes sense.
Merv Griffin did it.
He did all the game shows. So
yeah.
That kind of makes sense.
He was he had a daytime talk show. And I know because you're young and you don't know this.
I'm doing my best to look like I know what you're talking about. Like,
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Old school. Old school.
Classic Merv.
Old school
classic.
Legend.
Yeah.
Old school legend.
It was right on the tip of my tongue.
I can't believe I didn't
come up with it.
Yeah.
He had tons of game shows that were his. Pretty much every major game show that exists now came from something he originally created.
Yeah, he was amazing.
Yeah, guys,
okay,
no joke.
So now stump us.
Okay, all right, we'll see. This one is one that I had some of my family members help me out. I'm not very good at coming up with trivia questions. Some of them are mine, some of them are from the internet, and some of them are from my...
It's a lot of pressure. Yeah. He made me do it one time, and I hated it.
You can just blame Sarah.
Yeah, exactly.
She's waving.
Yeah.
Does she already know these?
Has
she heard these? Okay.
Yeah, she's heard them.
All right.
Okay, so this one is interesting. What special healing properties can be found in alligator blood?
Oh, all kinds.
Okay, see, I did not know this.
Yes, where do I even start? Their blood can kill every known bacteria and virus on contact. They have an anticoagulant property, or a coagulant property that we still don't quite understand, where they can lose a limb or something, and it can maybe jelly really quickly thereafter. They have so many different qualities in their blood that, I mean, you can go on for days and days. But so that's what's weird whenever you start seeing viruses in these animals, whenever they can naturally kill everything off.
That's
the reason
terrifying.
It starts to get pretty alarming.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. But what did you have?
No, that, but less eloquent.
Oh, okay.
Antiviral and antibiotic properties, pretty much what you just described.
Okay. Sorry. You got me excited, so I went.
I appreciate it. That's what I was going for. Okay, this next one is a real, real stumper.
So you tell me that was a layup for me?
He asked you an alligator question, for crying out.
This one is, I think it's pretty easy.
Yeah,
I think this one's
is.
Easy. What famous Spider-Man villain did Willem Dafoe portray in 2002?
I know that one. Cindy.
I know that one, too. Cindy.
Yeah.
You're wearing a particular...
All right, well, since they know.
Yeah, hit it.
Guess.
It's green something.
Have you seen 2002 Spider-Man?
Cindy.
I have not.
Look at me.
That's my homework for you.
Look at me.
I don't want you to tell me. I want to...
Maybe a Halloween thing, something you would associate with Halloween?
It starts with a green.
The worst part is I can picture not him. A ghoul. I just don't know his
you can
name.
Picture him.
He had a mask
it's
on.
It's not a ghoul.
Can you draw him for us?
But it's a
draw the scary man. He flies around on something. He flies around on something. He's on like this little
isn't
wingy.
Isn't he on like a purple thing that looks like a
he
surfboard?
Is on a purple thing that looks like
yeah,
a surfboard.
Like
yes.
I know who he is. I just can't remember his name.
Green starts with a G. Green.
Goblin. Green
yes,
goblin.
Yes, that's it.
Good job.
Thank
ding,
you.
Ding, ding.
You gave it to me. I can't.
No. He just said it started with a G.
I didn't
take
get that.
Take the pity fist bump.
All right.
I never was into Spider-Man. He's too whiny.
Oh, no.
I don't
that's why
like
I like him, because
teenage...
I'm also very whiny.
I don't like it.
Shots whiny. Were fired.
He is. Yes. I'm so he's sorry, wild. But he is.
That's like one of his. That's one. Either you like it or you don't like it. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'll only a little bit take it to heart.
I don't know what it says about me that I prefer like Deadpool's personality.
Deadpool, he's a good time. I like Deadpool.
I'm just.
How about Batman? Where do you stand on Batman?
Ooh,
he's pretty whiny.
Yeah.
He's whiny in a different way, a much more gloomy way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he's very nihilistic.
Yes.
Nihilistic. I start thinking about crocodiles. Explain to me what nihilistic means.
Well,
nihilism?
I don't know if he's nihilistic. He like comes off as nihilistic, but I don't know. I think deep down there's more to him than that. Nihilistic is basically like, I don't know. It's kind of like it's like, I'm not going to be able to give a good definition right now, so let's just Google it.
Do you know what that means, Bill? Have you heard that before?
I've heard it
yes.
used.
Really? I've never
it's an old philosophy. It's like a philosophy. It's like similar to existentialism, but a little bit more like, basically the rejection of all religious and moral principles in the belief that life is meaningless. So basically, yeah, life is meaningless. This is getting a little dark.
He's very gloomy. He's
but
very,
what is the name of
he thinks
the...
life is precious. You know, he doesn't kill. So
what is the name
know.
Of the album?
The
your album.
Oh, my
oh,
album.
No, his single,
the
Despair.
Single.
Oh, the single, Despair. Yeah, yeah. He's very despair ridden.
Nihilistic.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Nietzsche. He's
can
very
can we have
Nietzsche
a happy as... question now?
No. Sure. I think this one's happy.
No, I take it all dark.
Well, I didn't know Green Goblin was going to get that.
I know. I know.
It did take a turn.
Yeah.
I can make the happiest things depressing.
No, I get it. Yeah.
You are wearing green. I love green.
Okay. Moving on. We're all sad now. Yes. What was
you're welcome.
What was jazz singer Billie Holiday's nickname?
Oh.
Never heard of Billie
Silence.
Holiday.
Never we heard didn't? Of Billie Holiday? Was... she's a famous... Sarah's probably back there like squirming right
was
now.
It,
losing her mind.
She is. She's laughing hysterically.
Famous
like
jazz
Silk?
Singer.
No, it wasn't. No, it was
wasn't it about her eyes? No.
No. I don't know. Maybe she had multiple nicknames. You know?
Probably not.
You never know.
You got a guess, Bill?
No. I don't know. It was something about.
Is it
think
something about being smooth?
It was. It was given to her by a jazz saxophonist. His name was Lester Young, and I don't know if you want me to give it away. This is like such a
no,
weird, obscure one. Lady
us.
Day.
Oh,
Billie Holiday. Lady
I
Day.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fun
Holiday,
little fact.
Lady Day. I
yes.
get it. Okay.
All right. Well, that one I think stumped.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everyone.
Yeah. Really successfully.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, that was really
cool.
Good.
All right. And this one, I feel like this one's an easy one. I don't know. It was news to me. I apparently failed biology. I didn't fail biology. Anyways, what is the summer counterpart to hibernation? Oh, okay.
I feel like I should know this, but I don't.
It's usually found in cold-blooded animals, according to the internet.
Why don't you know this?
Ooh. Yeah, Frank, you study cold-blooded
the summer
animals.
Counterpart to hibernation.
I'm feeling pretty proud.
Does it start with a,
you
does it
should.
Start with a, does it start with a D?
Proud. No.
You should, because Frank
so,
should know.
But it starts with a letter very close to D in the alphabet.
What do they call it? Like, you know, when alligators sun themselves and they just...
That's thermoregulation.
Not, okay, and they're just not doing anything. But there's no other name for it?
This is not going to be right. I'm going to stop.
Go ahead.
I'm picturing reptiles like frolicking about because it's summertime.
They do frolic. There's frolicking.
So what's
lizards.
A word? What's a word for that?
Frolic.
Frolicking.
Yeah. I don't think these reptiles are frolicking.
No, they're not okay. frolicking.
I like all frolicking. Right.
Okay.
I'm gonna frolic to my truck here in a little bit, but that's it. I mean, I've been frolicklingly. That does not make any sense at all.
No.
Yeah, I want it to make sense.
I get where you're
But I but I want it to make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just keep saying the same word over and over again until it means nothing.
I can say it easier the more I say it, but it's not helping. Yeah.
Frolicking.
Okay, tell us, so what's what it called?
Thinking? Estivation.
Estivation. I never in a million years would I have gotten
that. I don't
think
I've heard that term before.
Okay. Well, I had not either. So.
Estivation.
There we go.
I don't think
never
I've ever heard that term.
Never in 1 million years.
Something to look into. See,
so,
if,
kids,
see if I got it off like some fake news website.
This week.
It was the Onion.
I want you to work that into a conversation, okay? Estivation, is that what it was?
Yes.
Yeah, so, I'll just think of excavation.
I'm going to work that into a conversation.
I'm going to use it tomorrow.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
estivation.
Know how.
Take, this, take the
luck.
Challenge.
It was a cold couple of days last week. I am now in estivation.
Okay. I don't think that's the way it's meant, but I don't know.
Yesterday, I stumped everyone with the word estivation.
Well, it's coming. You said it's coming out of winter going into spring.
It's like basically hibernation, but in the summer.
So waking up from
For cold-blooded animals in the summer, the equivalent of warm-blooded animals in the winter hibernating.
So they basically got too hot where they went to sleep?
I guess. I don't know.
I guess.
I should have looked into this more. I'm sorry. I thought it was going to be like, you know.
Estivation.
You thought it would be a happy thing.
I was like,
thing.
That sounds like common knowledge. I don't know. Sounds like just something I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm very intrigued by the whole idea.
All right. Well, cool. I'm glad I could intrigue you.
Yes, sir.
On this fine day. Okay. And the final question. In terms of weight, which country produces the most coffee beans?
My guess would be Colombia, or Venezuela, or Belize does a whole bunch now too. I understand.
Yeah,
those are my three. Am I even close on any of those three? Don't tell me that. Here, let them guess first. No, by country size. If we're going by country size, maybe
we're just doing weight,
or not Belize, but I'm saying, but country size creating the most. Maybe it's somewhere like Brazil.
I would think Brazil would be the biggest, and so it would. It could.
I'm trying to gauge the look on his face.
I'm trying to keep a poker face here.
Yeah, he's doing a good job, too.
Or maybe even Argentina, but I never saw coffee beans when I was in Argentina.
Okay.
That doesn't mean they weren't there.
That's true.
And half of Argentina is very, very flipping cold.
Okay.
You guys have said the country.
See,
so you're on the right track.
I think it's Colombia.
Do you think it's Colombia?
I'll say Colombia, too.
I'm going to say Venezuela. Or Belize. Or not, I mean, Venezuela.
You can't say two. You know what happens when you say two
edge.
Things?
You got to lock it in.
When you write two things down on the test, dude, I mark it wrong. I don't care if one of them's right.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Fill in B and
Commit.
C. It's one of them.
Yeah, it's
Commit.
B or C.
I'll tell you that much. Can I get half credit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you ready then?
No.
No?
lock it in, Frank.
Okay.
Commit.
Venezuela.
Venezuela? Okay. It is Brazil.
Dagnabbit.
I think Colombia was probably. I think those were all pretty good guesses. I think they all.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was.
I think Colombia would have been my guess.
I think Brazil just because of
the
size.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Brazil's so big.
It's so big. Yeah.
It's a humongous place.
Yep.
Figured by sheer massive place. Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Kyle, thank you so much for being on here with us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Again, if people want to find out more about Kyle and the 8 Minute Miles and where to find you guys, where can they go to do that?
Instagram, Facebook, I would say Spotify is a pretty big one. We only have one song on Spotify right now, though. We have some more like demos on YouTube and Bandcamp. You can pretty much find us. You can find us in a lot of places.
Yep, you can find links to you guys on our website, too, on the Ears website.
Yes.
So, yeah, cool. We'll make sure we get all those links in this when we release it.
Cool.
Super appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you being here.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're awesome, man. If anybody's looking to hire these guys for a gig, by all means, reach out to them. You will not be disappointed. They are one of the hot up-and-coming bands in Central Florida, and they're the flippin' jam. All right,
thank
Bill,
you very
Cindy,
much. Cool.
Everything good with you guys this week? Anything else exciting going on?
No, nothing exciting.
No?
As always, I hope not.
Okay. I think I'm going to go back home and go into a coma and try to get over this the rest of this sinus infection and go back to being normal. So, yeah, it's been a week. But anyhow, on a good note. All right, guys, thank you all for tuning in. We'll catch you all next week. Bye-bye.